Now time for our locker room chat for the final time with Moore Hill Mountain Academy boys and basketball coach Dan Rablinger after a league title. Coach, congratulations. And first, going to ask your thoughts on how this whole season has accumulated to holding that trophy.
Well, of course, you're really just proud of the kids, and you're really happy for them because they're the ones who really put it all together and show up every day. As coaches, you know, we try to give them the right path and the right drills and just the right concepts to play to their potential, but it doesn't always work out that way. And it's a long season, so every coach has to deal with ups and downs. But luckily, we were on the good end of a lot of close games, had a good start to the conference, and really just held on to it. Had a couple other teams lose some close games, and but that three-game, I guess you'd say, difference between winning the league is nowhere near. Did a couple games go one way or the other, and you know, you have possibly three teams tying, and that's what I was thinking might happen with about 2 weeks ago. But still, really happy for the kids and all the time they put into it.
So you guys take care of business. You end the season on a six-game winning streak. And you now take that into the sub-state tournament. Coach, hard to believe that you guys are the 3-seed. That's just how difficult the sub-state is going to be. Anyone could win it. And you guys take on a Silver Lake team that is 7-12. Your thoughts on this matchup?
Yeah, I know those. All of those schools in that that sub-state play and basically a bigger league than us. I know the records are not reflective on their overall film and their performance. So we knew that when we were put in 3A at the very beginning of the year. But I know that we had to earn to kind of to be on, you know, get a home game, which is important. And we know that we were kind of score watching last night to see. I know Perry hit a shot at the buzzer and put us in a three-way tie. So however they do that, whether it's a draw or something, I know we ended up getting the 3 seed. So wherever we landed, we know it was going to be another tough matchup, you know, once you get to sub-state, especially in the higher classes, every game is very difficult.
And, Coach, how important is it to take care of business in this first game before looking ahead to possibly playing Perry the Compton in Perry?
Yeah, I mean, it's what I call the last season. I mean, you have your first half of the league, the tournament, second half of the league, and then postseason, it's, you know, win or go home. So you'll see a lot of teams, you know, kind of change some things, whether that's starting lineups, whether that's defenses, whether it's just anything to get an advantage to win in advance. You're really just like the NCAA tournament, trying to survive in advance no matter how pretty it is. But, yeah, that's just get through that first one and then go to the home gym if, you know, that's been if Perry would win. That'll be a challenge, but I know our kids, we've had challenges all year, and I know they're up for it as well as I am.
Great stuff. Should be a lot of fun. Coach, best of luck coming up on Tuesday. And also for the rest of the tournament, as we're all done with locker room chats, hard to believe that, but it's already that point in the season.
Yeah, and we really appreciate you guys' coverage. You guys do a great job for all these schools, you know, around that Northeast Kansas area. So without you guys, you know, we don't get you know, a ton of coverage, which we owe a lot to you guys. You do a great job.
That was Moore Hill Mountain Academy boys and basketball coach Dan Rablinger here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Amberwell Health.